Welcome to the AI Chronicles, where we journey through the past, present, and future of artificial intelligence. I am Chukwu Nonsomoli, and today we are rewinding time to uncover the first spark that led to the AI revolution. Now, we often think of AI as something futuristic, something out of Black Mirror, or even sci-fi novels. But what if I told you that AI's roots go back to ancient philosophy? Picture this. It's 1950. The world is recovering from World War II, computing is in its infancy, and a man named Alan Turing asks a radical question. Can machines think? Now, Turing is a British mathematician and cryptographer, and he didn't just break Nazi codes, he laid the foundation for AI. He proposed something called the Turing test, a way to determine if a machine could mimic human intelligence well enough to fool us. But even before Turing, there were whispers of artificial beings in history. Ancient myths spoke of mechanical servants, and in the 1800s, Ada Lovelace, yes, a woman in a male-dominated field, predicted the machines could one day compose music and create art. Fast forward to 1956, when a group of scientists met at Dartmouth College, officially coining the term artificial intelligence. Their goal? To build machines that could reason, learn, and problem solve like humans. And that they did. Slowly, AI moved from an abstract idea to reality. Today, it powers everything from your voice assistant to self-driving cars and even AI-generated podcasts. So as we move forward in this series, we'll explore the defining moments of AI, the breakthroughs, the controversies, and perhaps the biggest question of all, where do we go from here? Thank you for joining me on this first chapter of the AI Chronicles. We'll see you next time. Until then, stay curious. I am Chukwu Nonsomoli.